Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Fourth week of Lent and Saturday now. The film we're looking at, Peter, is Goodbye Befana.
Yes, I didn't know what the word was till I went to see this film and then felt ashamed because it refers to Nelson Mandela and during his time in prison. As I read the Gospel today, and we're still in John's Gospel, and there's a real Lenten dilemma question being asked at the beginning of the Gospel. Who is Jesus? Is he the prophet? Is he the Christ? Is he the one that we've been expecting? And so that seeking for a Saviour, seeking for a Christ, I think is very strong in those films from South Africa, which focus on Nelson Mandela.
Which one is Mandela?
He's in solitary.
And you? I'm talking to you, man. Look at me. I see you, Mandela.
Nelson Mandela? That's awful.
Yeah, it's a big responsibility.
Now our how daughters.
Terry Faber security will come and bash down our door.
That is political, Mrs. Mandela.
It's not. It is about our family.
Prisoners aren't allowed to see children.
Why not?
Because they're here for punishment.
When is that free, Paul?
It's apartheid.
That takes us into his prison days. And so we're in Robben Island, and we're focusing on Mandela himself and the fellow prisoners, but also for the officer who's put in charge of him, played by Joseph Fiennes. And he's a conscientious Afrikaner, does what the government has asked him. But as the time passes and he gets to know Mandela, working with him day by day, he opens up and there is a sympathy between the two men. So that finally, when Mandela is transferred from Robben Island to a house imprisonment before he is released, it's this particular officer who goes with him. And so the audience is taken into Mandela's experience, but also the experiences of those who imprisoned him and the challenge to them. And I suppose that's what the Gospel is about, that we see Jesus, we see people criticizing him, wanting to kill him, but we are drawn and understand him better and are able to acknowledge who he is.